Hi, everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Laura.
So, Valentine's Day is coming up again, Laura.
You're right. 情人节就快到了。Oh, it's on February 14th, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Do you have a Valentine this year?
我没有诶，哭哭。我今年可能要一个人过情人节。No.
Oh, well, maybe you're thinking about someone special.
Maybe I am.
Ooh, now I've got a great idea for you.
Okay.
You can send him this Valentine's Day letter I have.
Oh, 你还这么贴心帮我准备了一张卡片或者是里面可以写的内容，然后我只需要送给我喜欢的人。Oh, that sounds simple.
It's not quite finished, though.
Really? 没有写完的情书。What does that mean?
Well, let's get started on today's article to find out more.
Okay.
The craziest Valentine's Day card ever.
Dear, I am feeling very right now. I have to tell you something. I started liking you years ago. When I first you, my heart started. I really like yourface, especially when you. I also love your beautiful. I'm too shy to tell you my name, but you know me. We have class together. Today I am wearing a. I have to ask you one thing. Can I please take you out to the. We'll surely have a. time.Your secret admirer.
Word power!
Felt. Greg doesn't feel well right now.He needs to get some rest. Greg doesn't feel well right now. He needs to get some rest. Heart. I can feel my heart moving fast every time I see my girlfriend. I can feel my heart moving fastEvery time I see my girlfriend. Together. Jasmine and I went to school together 2 years ago. Jasmine and I went to school together 2 years ago. Surely. This is surely the best coffee shop in town. This is surely the best coffee shop in town.
So today's article is different than our usual articles. It's called a Mad Libs article, which means you have to fill in the blanks.Let's have Laura explain the rules a bit more.
No problem. Okay, so 一开始跟 Erin 跟大家有提到，哦，这个月就是 Valentine's Day, 就是情人节啦。如果你跟我一样，就是不知道怎么跟喜欢的人告白，没有关系，我们今天可以用今天帮大家准备好的这封信来试试看。不过呢，我们是用一个很特殊的方式，叫做 Mad Libs。它是什么呢？ OK, Mad Libs 是国外的一种填字游戏，他们通常会把一篇短文啦，然后里面有一些字可能挖空啊，然后我们在玩游戏呢，就要可能说，哎， 那你帮我想一个名字啦，或是一个形容词啊 ，an adjective 或是一个 noun， 给我一个名词啊，填进去。可是你可能都不知道文章是什么，然后最后怎么样？就是另外一个人会念出来，然后就会变得很好笑，一个意想不到的效果。Usually they are very funny.
Okay, so to make this a little bit easier, we've filled in the lines for you today, but you can also do this with your friends.
Yeah, 没错，其实我们只是为了要示范 Matlib， 所以我们已经先帮你们填完了这个范本。但是呢，哎 ，you guys can you know have some fun yourself.、Mm-hmm. 你们自己也可以玩玩看啊，可以自己填别的字。You can choose other words.
Okay, let's start. The first line starts by asking for a person's name.、
Mm-hmm.
It says, Dear Adeline.
Oh, so you chose Adeline. So, 一开始我们看到就是亲爱的，然后要填上一个人名。那我们填入的人名就是 Adeline. What a nice name.
Mm-hmm. Now, the next line asks for an adjective.
Okay.
So we filled it in. The、uh-huh. sentence is, I am feeling very tiny right now.
That's so weird.、Mm-hmm. Okay, 好了，接着我们要怎么样？要让你填一个形容词。可是我们填的是怎么样 ？Tiny， 很小的。所以整句话是什么？我现在感到非常的 tiny， 很小很小的。
Interesting. Okay, yeah. Now we see our first vocabulary word here, feel, which is spelled F-E-E-L, feel. Let's find out more about it now. We're talking about the verb feel. When you feel something, you experience an emotion. Let's say it in a sentence. Greg doesn't feel well right now. He needs to get some rest. One more time.Greg doesn't feel well right now. He needs to get some rest.
Feel 这个动词就是感觉啦，它的动词三态的变化来认识一下，就是 feel, felt, F-E-L-T, felt. 像是刚刚Greg 他怎么样 ？He doesn't feel well. 他感觉不太舒服，他需要休息一下 ，get some rest. 那有时候我们可以感觉很多东西 ，maybe you can feel a sudden pain、mm-hmm. in your leg， 可能脚突然疼痛，或者是有时候我们可能问对方，就是 maybe if somebody doesn't look well， you can say how are you feeling today、mm-hmm. or how do you feel today？ Maybe he or she got a cold， 可能对方他生病了，感冒了。那对方当然可以回说 I feel bad, good, sick, well, or fine. Okay, and if somebody is sick, you can say this to them. I hope you feel better soon.
Right.
就是我希望你早日康复咯。Okay, let's continue reading.
All right, so the next sentence of the letter says, I have to tell you something.
Ooh, I wonder what it is. 因为接着这封信写到说我必须告诉你一些事情。
Okay, well, let's find out. The next sentence says, I started liking you 20 years ago. So we were looking for a number here.
Okay, that's interesting. Okay, 因为我们在 Mad Libs 当中是说我从，然后其实这时候是要你们要提供一个数字，那我们填的是什么？天啊， Aaron 填的数字也太大。20, 所以他就说我从20年前就开始喜欢你。Oh my god, that's very long, 太久了吧。Okay, 不过我们先来看一下 start 这个动词，它后面接的动词可以是 verb, ing, 或者是不定词，像是 I started to feel dizzy, or I started feeling dizzy, 都是可以，就是用来表示我感到头晕。不过想要知道更多有关 start 的用法，当然要请教我们的 Magic Box,找亮点老师。
Magic Box， 找亮点。
各位同学，大家好，又是我，不是学士，不是硕士，是奇怪博士。好久不见，最近这段期间呢，我好不容易才从另一个次元拯救地球，今天回来呢，要跟大家分享一下。话说呢，在平行的宇宙之中呢，有一股黑暗势力，在好几千年前，他就想要得到地球，获得至尊魔法师这个称号的人呢，就必须来与黑暗势力战斗，保护人类咯。 We started to protect the earth from thousands of years ago. We started to protect the earth from thousands of years ago. 没有错， 从好几千年前我们就能开始保护地球。开始这个动作呢，我们可以用 start 这个动词，或是呢你也可以用另外一个词 begin。 begin start 这两个字呢都是表示开始的意思。那呢我们可以像例句一样怎么说呢？ start to 加上原形动词，例如呢 start to protect 开始保护。但是呢 start开始这个动词呢就像是一个魔法师一样多变了，除了呢可以加上 to 加上原形动词之外呢，它呢也可以怎样直接加上动名词 ving。 例如呢 I started learning magic after the car accident。 I started learning magic after the car accident。自从车祸之后呢，我呢开始学习魔法。例句呢我们就是用 start 加上动名词，例如怎么讲呢？ start learning 开始学习。那当然呢你也可以说 start to learn 都是呢开始学习的意思。英文里面呢还有其他动词呢也是这种双面人的角色，例如讲到呢喜欢或讨厌这种感情的时候呢，我们呢就可以使用这种双面人的动词。例如呢刚刚一开头我说到呢，我在一场车祸后开始学习魔法。在车祸之前的我呢，可是每天呢都要开我最爱的跑车。 I love driving my sports car to work. I love driving my sports car to work. 我喜欢呢开我的跑车去上班。那你也可以说呢 I love to drive my sports car。 喜欢喜爱我们说 love 或是 like 都是这样的用法，你后面呢可以加上 to 加上原形动词，也呢可以呢直接接上 ving 动名词。那个时候呢我可是全院最下趴的人物了。 I hate talking to my colleagues。 我讨厌跟我的同事们说话，因为呢他们都太鲁舌了，无法接受。 I hate talking to my colleagues。除了喜欢讨厌呢，尝试 try 呢也是这样子的用法咯。为了拯救地球呢，我必须来控制时间，来和黑暗势力打交道啊。I try to manipulate the time to defeat the bad guys. I try to manipulate the time to defeat the bad guys. 我呢试着控制时间来打败敌人。Try to do something, 尝试呢做什么事情，你呢也可以直接说 try doing something, 是一模一样的意思哦。好哦，所以呢我们今天认识的这些新朋友呢都是一些双面人，例如呢 start begin, 开始，喜欢讨厌的动词 love like 或者是很讨厌 hate。 那呢还有尝试 try 这些动词呢，他们后面呢可以呢直接接上 ving 动名词，当然呢也可以怎么样加上 to 再加上原形动词，两种用法都是正确的。我们下次见咯。
I think the number 20 was a really silly number here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what happened 20 years ago?
Well, the next line of the letter says, when I first, here we need a verb, mm-hmm. went you, my heart started, here we need another verb,cooking.
That's a good one. Okay, mm-hmm. 今天呢我们看到课文要我们填两个动词 ing 的东西，可是我们看到这个内容，当我第一次然后要给他一个哦过去式的动词的时候，我的心就开始怎么样，要有一个动词 ing。 所以 Aaron 老师填的竟然是 went 跟 cooking， 所以整句话变成超搞笑的。 When I first went to you， 我一开始去什么你的时候，其实 this is actually wrong English but it's for fun OK、mm-hmm. 我的心就开始怎么样，是煮饭，是走一种沸腾的路线吗？ OK don't worry guys， this is the fun of Mad Libs， 这就是它好玩的地方。可能填的字或许根本行不通，但是内容不知道为什么就超好笑的耶。OK， 接着我想要解释一下有关连接词 when 的用法。当做连接词的时候 when 可以放在句首，不过注意要放在句首的时候跟它后面的主要子句的之间，我们中间要加上逗点。比方像是 when I was in school, comma, 逗点 we didn't have computers, OK。那 when 呢也可以放在句中，比方像是 I'll leave when you do, that means I'll leave at the same time as you, 当你离开的时候我也会跟着离开，这里就不需要逗点。或者是有时候我们可能要打电话报平安，就会说 call me when you get home, 你到家一定要打电话给我。那除了 when 我们还可以用 while 或者是 as， 同样都可以用来表示当什么什么的时候。
This is so funny. When I first went to you, it doesn't even make sense.
You're right. It really doesn't. But that's why Mad Libs are so much fun. Okay, and it keeps getting funnier and funnier. So your heart started cooking. Now let's look at the noun heart here. It's spelled H-E-A-R-T, heart. So the noun heart is the part of you that feels strong emotions or feelings. Let's use it in a sentence. I can feel my heart moving fast every time I see my girlfriend. Let's say that one more time. I can feel my heart moving fast every time I see my girlfriend.
Heart, 没错，这是心。OK， 所以刚刚丽姐说，我每次看到我的女朋友，我怎么样，我都可以感觉心跳得很快。OK， 那有时候呢，有的人如果心脏不好的话，我们也可以用 heart 来表示心脏。我们可以用 he has a bad or weak heart. That's the actual hard heart. OK.
Right.
But if we can also use it to mean like figuratively, like for example, we can say somebody has a kind heart.
Yes.
就是他的人超好的，他的心地很善良。或者我们可以说 she has a big heart. That just means she is a very kind person. 她人非常的好。But on the other hand, 如果我们说 she or he has a cold heart, 那就是不好了，他的心肠可能就是不太好，很冷，对待别人都是不太友善的。
Okay, well.I really like the next part of the letter. This is my favorite part. Okay, so we needed an adjective here. And I think we needed a verb. So it says, I really like your dirty face, especially when you think.
Huh? Okay, 这个文章要我们填的是什么呢？我真的很喜欢你什么什么的脸，所以需要一个形容词。尤其当你然后要加一个动词的时候结果他竟然填了 dirty 跟 think， 所以整句话变成我很喜欢 your dirty face， 你脏脏脏脸脸 especially when you think， 尤其当你思考的时候。Oh, this is also my favorite one. That's kind of sweet though. It's like you like this person no matter what, even if your face is dirty.
Right. All right. So your dirty face is so cute, secret admirer.But then it says, especially when you think, and we're going to find out more about the adverb, especially from Laura.
No problem. Especially, 这个副词就是尤其特别如何如何有强调的口气。For example, I love bright colors, especially apple green and yellow.
I think that's true.
Yeah.
All right, there's more. Are you ready for it?
Yay!
The next line of the letter says, I also love your beautiful knees.
Knees, okay. 接着他就说我也喜欢你美丽的。后面我们需要的是一个身体部位。然后 Aaron 填的是 knees, 是膝盖耶。Oh, this is too funny.
Such beautiful knees.
I wonder what beautiful knees look like. Okay, 好看的膝盖。Okay, now you're just being silly.
Right. Okay, well, it is a silly letter.
Right.
All right. The next line says, I'm too shy to tell you my name, but you know me.
Ooh, I like this part. 我害羞到不敢告诉你我的名字，但是你知道我这个人哦。Okay, 所以这里我们要看到的 to 后面接形容词 to 然后接原形动词，中文就是太怎么样以至于不能够怎么样。注意哦，它中间没有 not 的否定字，所以很多人常常会搞错。所以如果要说这个小孩子年纪太小以至于还无法上学，英文就可以用 the child is too young to go to school 就可以啦。
So we don't know who the letter is from, but they're going to give us some hints. The next line says, we need a noun here, we have party class together.
Woohoo! 所以呢这里要填的是一个名词，然后它填的是 party class, 好可爱哦。所以他们是怎么一起认识的呢？因为他们一起上 party class, 派对课。I want to sign up for that class.
Me too! All right.Let's find out more about the adverb together, which is spelled T-O-G-E-T-H-E-R, together. The adverb together means to do something with another person or people. Let's use it in a sentence. Jasmine and I went to school together 2 years ago. Let's say that one more time. Jasmine and I went to school together 2 years ago.
Together 这个副词就是一起啊，共同怎么样？像是刚刚提到的 ，Jasmine 跟我两年前一起上同一个学校哦。And I enjoy spending time with my friends together.
Right. Together with my friends.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now we know that the person is Adeline's classmate.
Okay.
But how will she know who? The next line says, "I am wearing." An orange sock.
Okay, 这里我们要填的是 color, 颜色。他说今天我穿的是一个 and one, okay,、mm-hmm. 一个橘色的袜袜。Very interesting taste, orange.
I think so, all right. So she needs to look for the person with the orange sock.、
Mm-hmm. What else does the person say? I'm so excited to know what happens.
Well, it says, I have to ask you one thing.
Oh, 我必须问你一件事情。What's it gonna be?
Can I please take you out to the park?
Oh, 请问我可以带你去，然后后面接个地点，这里填的是 park, 所以整句就是我可以带你去公园吗？ Take somebody out, 其实就是邀请别人说带某人出去，可能吃饭啊或看电影啊，所以约会的时候可能就是说 Can I take you out sometime?
All right, so that's actually kind of sweet.
Oh, how cute. So does the person say anything else?
One last thing. He says, we'll surely have a noisy time.
啊，我们一定会有一个很 noisy, 吵闹的时光。Maybe they'll chat a lot, so they'll have a noisy time together.
Maybe. All right, we're going to take a look at the adverb surely, which is spelled S-U-R-E-L-Y, surely.Now, the adverb surely is another way to say certainly. Let's use it in a sentence. This is surely the best coffee shop in town. One more time. This is surely the best coffee shop in town.
Surely 这个副词就是肯定啊，一定啦。像是刚刚的例句提到，这肯定是这个镇上最好的咖啡厅，或是这个城市最好喝的咖啡厅。
All right. How will they talk to each other? I don't know what she's going to think about this letter.
Wait.
What?
我想到最后信最后不是会有署名 Does the person sign anything at the end of the letter?
Actually, they do. It says your secret admirer.
啊、你的暗恋者 secret admirer. Okay, 就是偷偷仰慕你的人 How romantic.
Oh, it is romantic.
Okay, so you can dream about your secret admirer later, Erin.
Okay.
It's now time for our review time.
Okay.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
All right, welcome to review time. Laura and I are going to write a letter to the secret admirer.
Okay. What do you need? What words do you need?
A person's name.
Pat.
Okay.
Pick on Pat.
Mm-hmm. An adjective.
Crazy. 疯狂的
Ooh, good one. An adverb.
Surely, 我们才刚学到了这个副词啦。
A time.
6 a.m.
Mm-hmm. A verb with ing.
Washing, 洗好了。
Okay. A color.
Yellow.
Ooh, good one. A noun.
Strawberry.
Oh. A place.
餐厅好了 restaurant.
Okay.Another adverb.
I'm going to use the one we just learned today. Together.
Okay. A verb.
Feel.
Oh, we learned that one too.
Right.
And another noun.
Then I'll pick heart because we learned that one as well.
All right. Are you ready to hear your letter?
Okay.
Dear Pat.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your crazy letter.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. I saw you in party class today.
Ha-ha.
Now I know who you are.I will surely go to the park with you.
Nice.
You can meet me at 6 a.m. on Saturday.
That's early.
I will be washing a yellow strawberry. After the park, we can go to the restaurant together.
That's sweet.
How do you feel about that?
Mm-hmm.
I'll see you on Saturday. If you're not there...You'll break my heart.
Oh, that's the,
That's so funny and totally makes sense, even though it sounds very crazy. Well, you guys can have a bit of fun with our ad-libs, but we're out of time. So until next time, bye.
Bye-bye.
The craziest Valentine's Day card ever.
Dear, I am feeling very right now. I have to tell you something. I started liking you years ago. When I first you, my heart started. I really like your face, especially when you I also love your beautiful I'm too shy to tell you my name, but you know me. We have class together. Today I am wearing a I have to ask you one thing. Can I please take you out to the We'll surely have a time. Your secret admirer.
Feel. 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 Felt. Felt. Greg doesn't feel well right now. He needs to get some rest. Greg doesn't feel well right now. He needs to get some rest. Heart. Heart. I can feel my heart moving fast every time I see my girlfriend. I can feel my heart moving fast every time I see my girlfriend. Together. Together. Jasmine and I went to school together 2 years ago. Jasmine and I went to school together 2 years ago. Surely, surely. This is surely the best coffee shop in town. This is surely the best coffee shop in town.